Hello, it's Lisa and Pete here for a midweek catch-up.
In today's edition, Jeff Goldblum has popped up serving snags at a Sydney train station. So we asked where you'd bumped into a celeb, Jude Law ate a Perth Nanny's donut.
Adrian Barrich, speaking of donuts, set the record straight about why Essendon and Collingwood always hog the big Anzac game at the G.
Because they're Essendon and Collingwood. And Dan, the internet has found a dating app for your dog, Woof.
Hey, what happens when the dog swipes left? It's because he thought the other dog looked a bit rough.
Oh. Lisa and Pete, they're like family. Look after your family and loved ones with a prepaid funeral from Purslow Funerals. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
We're asking about those places where you just bump into a celeb. Just a random sort of bumping into unannounced people were at Wynyard Station in Sydney. And they just happened to go and get a free sausage. And who's handing it out? Jeff Goldblum, if you don't mind. He's there promoting Jurassic
World
2 at the
moment. Not what you're expecting.
No. We've got Jody in Lansdowne. Hello.
Hello, Jody. Hi. Where did you bump into Jimmy Barnes?
It was actually at the front of our house.
What? He's just loitering.
Well, we actually had a street pickup, so it was a little messy out the front there in the along the road there. And we saw a few cars. Anyway, we see this guy walking down the footpath, and my husband goes, I think that might be Jimmy Barnes. I'm going, don't be so stupid.
Going through, I'll bring out your dad.
So it is, yeah. And he was walking down the road a couple of houses down. I think it was a competition that you guys actually held.
Really?
At the house one. Yeah, a surprise Jimmy Barnes turned up for the party.
Wow.
Yeah.
You sure he wasn't just trawling for an old barbecue or something?
No, well, when he was coming back, because my husband goes, quick, go get, because our son played guitar at that
time. Yes.
He said, go get his guitar, get the DVD, we'll see if he can sign it.
Yeah.
I went, I'm not doing that. Anyway, we did.
Yeah, of course. The things you do for your kids.
I know. But, yeah, that was pretty funny.
You would not expect Jimmy Barnes to be trolling through all your, I don't think that's a
just
word,
but wandering up
good.
And down the street.
And you bring out your dad.
We got Rob in Sinagra. Hey, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Hello, how are you going?
Good.
Now, you were at a Formula One Grand Prix, and who did you bump into?
Yep. George Harrison, his then girlfriend, Patty Boyd, and Paul McCartney.
Okay. Which Grand Prix was it?
British Grand Prix, Silverstone, 1967.
Oh, it was a very good year.
So when you say bump in, how does that work? Like, were they just in the crowd or did you literally, like, bump into them and, oh, my goodness, you're George Harrison?
We literally bumped into them in the pits.
Wow.
I was an army apprentice at the time in uniform with a few of the other guys. And we started chatting to them and they wanted to know what it was like in the army.
Oh!
Fantastic.
Very nice. Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is an incredible story. That's brilliant.
It is. And so is this one. Hello, Lauren.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. Now, you are a nanny in London. Tell us who you bumped into.
I was lucky enough to meet Jude Law.
Well, he's just drawn to nannies, isn't he?
I know. It was quite funny because there was quite a bunch of us, actually, and we were all kind of making fun of this car. I kind of dropped the child I was nannying off at football or soccer. And so I just popped down to the shop and I was like, oh, I'll bring back the girls some donuts so we can nibble while we watch.
Yes.
Anyway, we're standing around and, you know, eating these donuts and we're all kind of going, oh, look at that posh git that's kind of parked, you know, blocking everyone in.
Yes.
Anyway, the next moment, there's Jude Law and I was like, do you want a donut?
Did he have a donut?
Yeah, he took two.
He never says no to a nanny.
That is brilliant.
Wow. What a great story.
Then I didn't know whether to ask for an autograph or not. You've just taken two donuts.
Is he really handsome up in close in the flesh?
He actually was. He's got this charisma about him, this aura, that kind of just, And he was actually really kind of nice. He was there to pick up his nephew and, just...
And just go down the nannies.
Wow, that's exciting. He has that really sexy accent too.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant, Lauren. Well
great
done.
Great story.
Thank you,
Lauren. See ya.
Thanks very much. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Jeez. He was just there to pick up. I love that.
I was going to say, just driving around. Oh, look, there's a gaggle of nannies over there. Quick, pull over.
Spot them a mile away.
We're joined by Adrian Barrage from the Dead Set Legends and Seven News. Good to have you on the show, mate.
Hey, Barra.
Hey, Lee. So, Pete, what would you like to talk about today?
We would like to talk about the Anzac Day football match. Of course, it has been played for another year. First question, why is it always Collingwood and Essendon?
Yeah, you know what? That is a very good question and one that a lot of clubs are asking themselves because it's such a massive thing in football. It's in the national stage and it's worth a fortune for the clubs. So the other clubs say, hang on, how come we can't rotate it? Collingwood and Essendon started the tradition. Kevin Sheedy was the man who conceived of it. He's, you know, he's an ideas man.
He was, yeah.
He sitting around. And
he talked to the aliens.
Yeah, he did. And he also dreamt up the Indigenous game.
Yes.
He invented that as well. And he's done lots of great stuff, Sheedy. And this was his baby. And he said, and the next club we've got to get is Collingwood because he was Essendon.
Yeah.
And let's get them all together. It'll be massive. And it wasn't, there were some sceptics initially. So he had a crack at it on Anzac Day and saying, oh, my sacred day, it's not going to work. And then, of course, it's been gigantic. And as things go, once it's gigantic, everyone wants to grab it.
Of course.
And I was basically Kevin Sheedy, but they did draw on all those comparisons. And you can't really compare, though, football with going to war, of course. And
of course not.
They've got to be real careful, don't they? They've got to be careful they don't sort of, you know, try to think they're actually modern day, you know.
No, but it's a wonderful thing
it's
to have
great
on
tradition.
The day.
And it acknowledges,
for Australian families to...
It acknowledges the fact that, you know, for there were a lot of blokes who went to war who played football.
Absolutely.
Like it was, you know what I mean? And a lot of the blokes who died in war played football for those teams and they're honoured like that as well.
Now, it would seem nice to share it round a bit. Once Collingwood gets hold of something, it's like a dog with a bone though, isn't it, Barra?
That's right. The other clubs certainly have their eyes on it and they keep asking, come on, and maybe every couple of years you can rotate it and we can play on Anzac Day, but be fairer, because those clubs have got so much money. But then again, you could say they're the biggest clubs, and that's why 90,000 people turned up yesterday at the MCG.
And I'll tell you what, the Bombers
as
well.
90,000 people would watch, you know, flies crawling up a wall at the MCG. I think it would be lovely for all players in the league to have a chance to play on that special day and a chance to win the Anzac medal.
You know what? Now you've got a great point. You know why? Because apart from the grand final, that is the game that you want to play in. And every one of us is jealous of those guys who get to stand up there and hear the national anthem and the last post and all that observance.
It's for pure reasons.
Well, the Anzac Day game, it's because Sheedy is God.
I can't argue with that.
Thanks.
I do love the Sheeds.
Thank you, Barra.
Good on you guys. See ya. All the best. Because I'm happy. Clap along if your iTunes account has been approved.
On what to download. It's Dan the Internet with Lisa and Pete. Hello.
Hi. Good little app today. Two good apps, actually. But I'll go for
the
first one.
That's what we have you here for.
Exactly. That's why they paid me the small to medium bucks, Lisa, right there. Piano Tile. So I've been trying to teach one of my daughters, Mila, how to play piano.
Right.
And I'm not much of an expert. I self-taught myself and I'm sitting there just trying to teach her a few songs and whatever else.
Is this the same daughter you've been teaching to massage your feet?
Yeah, true.
Your Instagram photos, hey?
It's good to have a lot of strings to the bow.
Far out, mate.
It's all about
good parenting.
Exactly, right. So there's an app called Piano Tiles and it's a game, but it's sort of got a little bit of a thing about teaching kids how to play piano because it teaches them timing.
Right.
So you're going to have a go, Lace. So I'm going to give it to you.
And I am hopeless.
The key is, right, you see a screen with white keys and black keys. You just can hit the black keys. Do not hit the white key.
What song is that?
I don't know.
Oh.
That's half the fun too. Simple black, white key type thing and you got to do it
as quick
as you can. Teach a bit of timing. Great for...
Because, of course, they probably already know those songs and how they're meant to sound.
And the thing about piano is it's not just about the notes, it's about the timing,
It's about the timing.
And this is where my daughter was getting pretty good at the notes but not the timing and this is good for her to... So there you go.
I love it.
The other one, and this is right down your alley, my little friend.
Yes.
It was inevitable and it's happened. It's called Twin Dog. I think it's Tin Dog.
Oh, Tin Dog.
Tin Dog.
So what it is.
They should have called it Rin Tin Tin Dog.
But it is a swipe right, swipe left situation for people around your area with dogs that you might think might get on, so you can catch up and not get on like that.
No, not get on like that. Just a
going to have a dog date, and they might be mates and do what dogs do, and you can have a coffee or something, you know. So
have a run around, sniff a few bushes. I mean that literally.
But it was inevitable, and it's happened. It's there.
Do you have to create your dog's profile and everything? Do you put the age of the dog and the breed, and
likes
to pee on poles and stuff like that?
Exactly. Likes to pee on poles. Likes to sniff a few. You know, and
that's great. Wow.
Likes a schmacko at the end of the day. And you're done.
So, yeah, I'll put both apps up on the Lisa and Pete homepage at mix.com.au.
They are fantastic. Now, last time you were in, Dan, we didn't have time for me to ask my favourite gamers, how is my favourite game app going?
Oh, you mean this one?
One, two, three.
Game on!
Hang on, I'll play it on piano.
It's game time! Excellent! Game on! Game on!
See, now you get
it. I love the thing.
Excellent!
So, yeah, Dan and
How's
I do
the podcast
a,
going?
We do a gaming podcast. Going really well. We just did our latest upload for Qantas and Jetstar.
I love that you're on Qantas and Jetstar.
It's really great.
It's really exciting.
I'm still getting my head around that, actually. The fact that poor people in Australia can get on a plane to go somewhere and there's you and me.
There's you and me.
Right up there.
Hi. Hey.
Hey, there's a new AFL game coming out, so this week's podcast, we tee off on that.
Okay.
Preemptive strike, we're calling it.
Preemptive strike.
Because it's not out yet, yeah.
Preemptive strike.
All right. It's AFL.
So, thanks, Lise. Thanks for your interest.
Always. I'm always interested.
We have a Facebook page. We're up to 470 likes, so we'd always like more. And the website.
GameOnAus.com is where you need to go and check it all out.
Yep. AUS.
AUS.
And iTunes and Android.
Oh, my God. Thanks, guys.
Lisa and Pete.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete love having their affairs in order. Wait, that doesn't sound right. Help your family when they need it most with a prepaid funeral from Purslow Funerals.